What's up, guys? Trevor here with E-commerce Paradise, and today I want to talk about high-ticket dropshipping versus affiliate marketing. Which one is better for you? If this is your first time watching one of my videos or listening to my podcast, definitely get my free niches list at ecommerceparadise.com/niches. It's a list of 99 profitable high-ticket products you can use to make money online today. All right, let's get into it. So high-ticket dropshipping versus affiliate marketing. They both have many pros and cons. A lot of people choose one or the other because of these specific things. High ticket dropshipping mainly is that it comes with a little bit higher risk and a bit higher reward. Now, there is a model called high ticket affiliate marketing, and I'll get into that when I talk about affiliate marketing more, but I do want to just go over kind of the main differences. High ticket dropshipping is where you set up an online store, you get dealer agreements with a supplier, you sell those products online, you pay the supplier the wholesale cost for the product, you sell it at the retail price, so you pocket the difference, and then you have the supplier ship it directly to your customer instead of shipping it to you first, and you have to deal with the payment, and you also have to deal with customer service, fulfillment, and you get to reap the benefits. Now, the average profit margins are somewhere between like 20 to 50%, sometimes as low as 10 to 30% after shipping costs. But generally speaking, it's a high profit per sale model. And that's kind of why a lot of people like to do it, because per sale, usually you're selling $1,000 to $5,000 products on average. Usually my average order value is around $1,500. So with that said, $1,500, if you're keeping 30%, you're talking $450. Or sometimes more per sale. And that's really cool because obviously you're getting a few hundred dollars per sale, let's just say on average, you know, you're gonna be able to create a really good sustainable business with only maybe 30 to 50 orders per month. That'll pay you a full-time salary. So that's why high ticket dropshipping is really lucrative and it's a good thing to look at. Now, affiliate marketing, the main thing is that you're not gonna be taking the payment for any of the orders. So all you're really doing is referring people to the brand to buy the products. So there's less risk involved, obviously, and there's a lot less upfront investment as well, because you don't have to hire people to create such a big e-commerce website. All you have to do is set up a blog or a YouTube channel, and you can start talking about the brands that you like that you have an affiliate program with, and the affiliate programs are always free to sign up for. And all you have to do is put your link in there, and they'll buy the product through that link, and you'll get the commission. Now, commissions can sometimes be high. Usually for digital products, they're higher. For physical products, they're lower. And it really just depends. But you know, if you're doing high-ticket affiliate marketing, sometimes if it's for like a digital product or a service, the commissions can be high and the commission percentage can be high, and the sale amount can also be high. So sometimes you'll walk away with hundreds of thousands of dollars per, you know, one. Now, is the volume going to be high on that? Probably not. It's probably going to be very low volume. So low ticket affiliate marketing works great because it's usually a higher volume but lower commission thing. A lot of people for lower ticket products use just Amazon.com because they're one of the best sites people go to buy cheap stuff. It's free shipping and it ships fast. So you can use Amazon.com for low ticket programs. But for high ticket products, I probably wouldn't use Amazon because it takes more time for customers to figure out what they want. And Amazon only gives you a 24-hour cookie, I believe. So there's a 24-hour window between when someone clicks your link and buys it that you'll actually get credit for that. And if they buy it 36 hours later, you're not going to get any credit. So what I would do is link directly with affiliate brands that offer like 30 to 40 day or 60 day cookies, so that if someone clicks your link, that they're still going to do that. And some of these affiliate programs also, you got to look at the way that they attribute the clicks as well, because sometimes they'll do like last click, which kind of sucks, because sometimes the last click before someone buys is on like a coupon site or something like that. So you want to do it where it's like first click or it's equally attributed. So you got to really dive into these affiliate programs to make sure that they're proper for what you're doing. If you're doing a coupon site, you want to get last click. But if you're not doing a coupon site, you're doing like a blog or YouTube channel where you're telling people about it and you know, educating them about it, then you want first click or equal attribution at least. So you get those commissions. But yeah, that's kind of the drawbacks of affiliate marketing, is that you don't really know precisely when you get sales, and you're gonna just have to check on like a daily, weekly, or monthly basis to see like how many commissions you got. With pay-per-click or CPC, cost per click advertising, now you can do that with affiliate marketing and check dashboards daily and check ad accounts daily, and you'll see and stuff like that. So that's one method. Of course, you can know whether you're getting commissions or not, which is great. And if you find a way to get really low costs advertising, you know, spend platforms to advertise stuff, and then you of course get like a high commission or something like that, or you just make it profitable. That's a great way to do business, obviously, is pay-per-click affiliate marketing. And that's a bit complicated, and you just got to understand ad platforms to do it. So yeah, we do the same thing with dropshipping, with high ticket stuff. We use pay-per-click advertising. You know, we use Google Shopping ads because they're physical products, and people come to our website, they buy it. It's a high amount of money. We pocket the difference between the retail and the wholesale cost, and we use business credit cards that give reward points, usually, you know, points we can use for travel, and you can redeem those for, you know, I don't know, usually double or triple what you'd normally pay for, you know, the actual retail cost of it through like a retail platform. So that's kind of the beauty of it, is that it's not just the difference in the retail and wholesale cost what you're keeping. You actually can take advantage of all these credit cards, and since it's high ticket, you can spend a lot of money on these credit cards profitably, and you can end up with tons of points and rewards and do business class travel for free and stay in five-star hotels for free. So that's kind of the beauty there. You don't really get that with affiliate marketing, because you're not driving much money through credit cards unless you're doing ad spend, in which case, yeah, you can definitely use credit cards that give you points on ad spend, and that's obviously a huge benefit. But you can run cost of goods sold with high ticket dropshipping, usually through credit cards, and cost of goods sold is what's usually going to give you the most points. Kind of the same thing goes with FBA, is if you're buying products from a manufacturer in China, you're not going to be able to do that with a credit card. You have to wire the funds over to them, and then they'll send the products to your fulfillment center, to Amazon or whatever. So you can't really do that. But with pay-per-click advertising, you definitely can use credit cards for that. So there are some things you can take advantage of with credit cards and affiliate marketing, for sure. And affiliate marketing, just in general, it's always better if you have your own audience. You can always take advantage of someone else's audience. And of course, affiliate marketing works for both things too. Like if you're a high-ticket dropshipper, you can set up an affiliate program and take advantage of people that do affiliate marketing to get more, you know, traffic and more sales and stuff like that. And usually those people are influencers. Either they have a blog, YouTube channel, or they themselves do pay-per-click advertising as an affiliate, and you allow that. But usually, I would recommend not allow them to use your brand name on their pay-per-click advertising, because then they're just basically gonna undercut you and take a commission, even though they didn't need it. So what I would say is have them target the brand names of the brands that you sell, and so they're gonna be driving the same kind of traffic to your website that you drive. And if they're paying for that traffic, that means that you didn't have to pay for that traffic, and they get a commission, so that's fine. So affiliate marketing is great. What I do is I do affiliate marketing. I also do high ticket drop shipping, and I do a lot more high ticket drop shipping than affiliate marketing, but I do have affiliate marketing offers through E-commerce Paradise. I do it through a private or a personal review channel as well, for just products I use in everyday life. And I definitely recommend affiliate marketing. It's really easy. It's very low cost. It's very passive. And you don't have to deal with the order process. You don't have to deal with customer service. You talk to people about the products. You recommend them. You deal with people that might even have buyer's remorse or something like that, just through a comment section or through email. So I definitely recommend both business models, but for a more sustainable and long-term income, I definitely recommend high-ticket dropshipping. Affiliate marketing can be up and down. A lot of niches can come and go. Suppliers can just like drop affiliate programs randomly or change commission structures randomly, and it really sucks. So affiliate marketing is one of those things you always got to be working on. High ticket dropshipping, it's kind of a similar thing, but usually the brands that you work with are going to stick around long term, and the products they sell are going to be around long term, and they're just going to be, it's going to be more evergreen business model in general. So some people might disagree with me in that sense, but that's how I've experienced it, and that's what I think. So if you want to get involved in high-ticket dropshipping, definitely check out what I have to offer as far as education and services. I have the High-Ticket Dropshipping Masterclass, which is a 35-plus module course where you can learn over my shoulder as I set up a niche store with high-ticket dropshipping. You can check that out at ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. And I also have a turnkey service where my team will build you a high-ticket dropshipping business from scratch and launch it for you. So you can check that out at ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey, and definitely get my free niches list at ecommerceparadise.com/niches. Thanks for watching. Make sure you subscribe to the channel, hit the like button, and comment below and let me know, and we'll have a discussion about whatever you have to ask. Thanks so much, and I'll see you out there.